time is 2:02.
For our first group song this afternoon, we're going to sing, I'm going to sing when the Spirit says sing. I'm sure you have all participated in this number before. The words are, I'm going to sing, I'm going to shout, I'm going to preach, I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to sing again. Let's all join in together. Give us a G major chord over there on the piano and we'll go.
I'm going to sing when the Spirit says sing. I'm going to sing when the Spirit says sing. I'm gonna sing when the Spirit says sing, and obey the Spirit of the Lord. I'm gonna shout when the Spirit says shout. I'm gonna shout when the Spirit says shout. I'm gonna shout when the Spirit says shout, and obey the Spirit of the Lord. I'm gonna preach when the Spirit says preach. I'm gonna preach when the Spirit says preach. I'm going to preach when the Spirit says preach, and obey the Spirit of the Lord. I'm going to pray when the Spirit says pray. I'm going to pray when the Spirit says pray. I'm going to pray when the Spirit says pray, and obey the Spirit of the Lord. I'm going to sing when the Spirit says sing. I'm going to sing when the Spirit says sing. I'm gonna sing when the Spirit says sing, and obey the Spirit of the Lord.
You know, sometimes it's hard to express in words just how much you love a man. And today, this afternoon, we'd like to dedicate this medley of songs to a very special man, Dr. James Cram. He was our concert choir director at Hardin-Simmons, and we both loved him so much, and we still do. And we know now that he's with Jesus, and he's smiling down upon us today. And if anybody taught us about faith, putting your faith and trust in God, it was Dr. Cram. That man was just, he was just so full of faith. It just overflowed. And today we'd like to sing these three songs for Dr. Cram.
to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing call for songs of loudest praise.
Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus and to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise and to know that saith the Lord, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him more and more. Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
For I heard an old story, how the Savior came from his glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about all of his groaning and his precious blood atoning. And then I repented of my sin, and I won the victory.
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood.
I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. Then some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is due. Launch me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, precious Jesus, to trust
him more. Now located in your programs, hymn number 2 is Christ for the World We Sing. We're going to sing number 2. Let us stand together as we join in singing. The first and last stanzas.
Born and then that one,
green pastures so rich and so sweet. God leads his dear children along, where the water's cold flow bathes the weary one's feet. God leads his dear children along, some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song. In the night season and all the day long. From the mire and away from the clay, God leads his dear children along. Away up in glory, eternity's day, God leads his dear children along. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song. In the night season,
I'm going to ask the ushers to continue to let the people come in who are waiting just outside the doorways before I make an announcement. I'm going to suggest that you let them come on in during this next presentation. We have a surprise presentation for you this afternoon. It is not on the program. Our ACT teens today had a very special meeting, and we want Miss Evelyn Tully, consultant for ACT Teens for Women's Missionary Union of the Southern Baptist Convention, to come and tell you something about this. Then she has two or three other things that she wants to say, and then perhaps another surprise. All right, Miss Evelyn Tully.
Thank you, Mrs. Mathis. We have had a good luncheon today with our ACT Teens. This is a first for us at a WMU annual meeting, and it's been our privilege to share with the ACT Teens who've been here for this session. One of the things that we want to do, you know, when ACT teens get an opportunity to make a presentation, they like to do so. You've got them in your church and you know how they are. So one of the things that we want to do this afternoon is to make a special presentation. I'm going to ask Miss Hunt if she'll come stand here by me for this presentation. We have prepared for Miss Hunt a lifetime membership in ACT teens. And I would like to read this to you. A lifetime membership in ACT Teens is conferred upon Alma Hunt in appreciation for 26 years of esteemed service as Executive Secretary of Women's Missionary Union of the Southern Baptist Convention on the 10th of June, 1974, and it's signed by the three of us who work in the Youth Department, in the ACT Teens Department, at your Women's Missionary Union headquarters in Birmingham. Miss Hunt, we want you to stay in ACT Teen with us.
Thank you very, very much. This will keep me young.
Thank you. Good. Some of you, when you came in this afternoon, or as you left this morning, you received a flyer, and on the outside of the flyer it has NAC, N-A-C. These are very special initials to those of us who work with ACT Teens, for they stand for National ACT Teens Conference. This is something that we're having in Memphis, Tennessee in 1975, June 25 through 29. I happen to remember back in 1957, I believe it was, when I was about a sophomore in high school, and Texas Woman's Missionary Union sponsored buses to Ridgecrest to a YWA conference. And I can remember my mother and dad not thinking at that time that they had $100 for that bus trip, Miss Henderson, but they managed to have that $100, and it was a life-changing experience for me. And I've heard Miss Hunt, as she has given her testimony also, talk about her experiences at national youth meetings of Woman's Missionary Union and how they influenced her life. This is what we ask of you today, that you think of one Actine in your family, one Actine in your church, that you can help to attend the National Actines Conference in Memphis, Tennessee, 1975, and the dates are June 25 through 29. At that time, there will be lots of music and lots of missionaries, a lot of good memories, and we would like to have the Actines from your church and from your association and from your home to be with us for this great fifth birthday celebration of our Actines organization. If you did not receive a flyer and if you would like more information, you can secure these later from your state WMU office or from our offices in Birmingham. Actines have a special song, and the title of that song is This Is Our Day. And in your program, you will find the words to that song as number 9, This Is Our Day. This is the challenge that we would like to leave with you today as representatives of Actines, that you give them this privilege, that this be their day, that this be their day of growing up in Woman's Missionary Union work and of growing up in missions work in your churches, in your states, and in your association. For this is what it's all about, and we are a part of you. And we are the future of Woman's Missionary Union. So present a challenge to the Actines as you return to your churches, a challenge of Memphis, of a National Actines Conference, a challenge of an active organization in your local church. This Is Our Day will be sung at this time, or will be directed at this time, by Mr. Forbes Woods, who is the music director of Cliff Temple Baptist Church here in Dallas, Texas. Forbes, would you come at this time and lead us in the singing of our Actines song, This Is Our Day.
Many of you may not know this song, but I'll try to dictate where the melody is going. You follow right here and sing along with a great deal of gusto.
Giving the Lord our time is wise as can be. Is not a mistake. Sharing our faith will other lives we make. It's worth a life of spreading love when we are led by God above. We'll not regret, we trusted Him and heard His call.
Everyone, this is our day. Our God has put us here, sharing His love.
People in need to be freed. God has the remedy, He has the victory. This is our day, this is our day, this is our day. Mission should be our task from day to day. telling the gospel news the only way. Isn't it great that we can live? Isn't it great that we can give? This is our day to love and help our fellow man. This is our day. Our God has put us here, sharing his love, making his message clear. People in need to be freed. God has the remedy. He has the victory. This is our day. This is our day.
I would like for the act teens to stand. Oh, isn't that great? Give them a hand. Now, this dear friend of ours, standing here by my side, Forbes Wood, has led the music for us at one of our conferences, and he just took us by storm when he sang, "The King is Coming," and I've asked Forbes to sing, "The King is Coming."
The marketplace is empty, no more traffic in the street. All the builders' tools are silent. No more time to harvest wheat. Busy housewives cease their labor in the courtroom. No debate. Work on earth has been suspended. As the King comes through the gate, happy faces line the hallway, those whose lives have been redeemed. Broken homes that he has mended, those from prison he has freed. Little children and the aged, hand in hand, stand all aglow. Crippled, broken, ruined, clad in garments white as snow. The King is coming, the King is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and soon his face I'll see. The King is coming, the King. Praise God, he's coming for me. I can hear the chariots rumble, I can see the marching throng, and the flurry of God's trumpet spells the end of sin and wrong. Regal robes are now unfolded, heaven's grandstand. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and soon his face I'll see. Oh, the King is coming, the King is coming. Praise God, he's coming for me. Oh, the King is coming, the King is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now
We'll wait a moment for the people to be seated. And again, we shall have the privilege of hearing Mrs. James Fancher speak, and her subject this afternoon is To the End of Her Heartstrings. Wilda Fancher.
There is something in the heart of a Christian woman that looks at bitterness and wants to sweeten it, that looks at pessimism and wants to give it hope, that looks at weeping and wants to dry its tears, that looks at pain and wants to give it relief, that looks at dejection and wants to lift it up. I call this something in my heart the Holy Spirit. That lovely, unseen but felt manifestation of God that sort of hugs me up close and says to me through each busy day, if I will listen, all the things I need to hear. That being who says to me, there's a world out there. It's full of all the things you've just mentioned and more. It needs you. Is talking about it all you're going to do about the world? Then I remember again, a long time ago Monday, I had decided to make a double recipe of a frozen fruit salad for the freezer before dashing off to WMU. Hurrying to be on time at the church, I decided to stick the four trays of salad into the refrigerator freezing unit, waiting to run it downstairs to the freezer after I returned. The first two trays made it easily. The third and fourth ones got tipped up some way, and they landed all over the floor at my feet. My sweet Christian spirit was sorely tried. One of our boys, then 3 1/2, was standing there watching, looking from my face to the floor and back to my face, wondering, I suppose, where the bigger mess was. He slowly came over as close as he could, leaned over, looked up, and said, "Don't be sad, Mommy. Don't you know God loves you and I love you?" It was quite a time before the Lord could get through to me, after the mess was cleaned up, and after the day had finally ended, night thoughts cleared my mind. In the piercing dark, I listened to God's piercing words. That's it exactly. The message I want you Christians to give the world for me. Tell them, don't be sad. Don't you know God loves you and I love you? It's a great big world. And it starts right where I take my first step each day. My heartstrings must keep stretching until they reach from me all the way around the world and back to me. Stretching through mission study, mission prayer, mission action, held tight by love, abounding love, the kind of love that the Bible teaches me that I should have. But how do I give love? Is a cake baked for a sick friend enough? Is a visit to a sad, lonely person enough? Is a letter of encouragement to a struggling friend enough? Is a sack of usable clothing enough? Are a stack of lunchroom tickets enough? On and we might go asking, is this enough? Yes. The cake is enough. If the sick one cannot help but see in my eyes when I hand her the cake, this abounding love. And the visit is enough if the sad friend cannot help but hear in my voice, as I talk, this abounding love. And the letter is enough if the despondent one cannot help but read between my lines, this abounding love. And the clothing is enough if the wearer cannot help but feel in my touch, as I smooth the garment to see the fit, this abounding love. It is the abounding love that makes the difference. The cake, the visit, the letter, the gift, each is a spillover of the abounding love to which Christ commanded me. In all of these ways and countless others, I can say to people from here to the end of my heartstrings, on any realm of the world, don't be sad. Don't you know God loves you and I love you? And they will not need an interpretation, for they can see and hear and feel my love. Listen to your world. It's out there waiting, listening for you. It is the same Holy Spirit working in the heart of a Christian woman when she looks at uncertainty and wants to change it to resolution, that looks at insensitivity and wants it to become awareness, that looks at apprehension and wants it changed to trust, that wants the discord changed to harmony, cowardice to courage, discrimination to compassion, that sees disbelief and wants to give it assurance, that sees unbelief and wants to give it a tenet, that sees ambiguity and wants to give it a side on which to stand, that looks at evil and wants it to be replaced with good, that longs for hatred to cross over to love. The Holy Spirit says to me, yes, your neighbor across the street needs you, but so does the one across the world. I am aware of the world just outside my window, just around my corner, just down my street, just across my town, all along my country's highways and in its hedges. Some of its needs have the dimensions of loneliness, bewilderment, boredom. Some measure into despair or tragedy. So my love must be abounding enough for all of these. Love is really something, isn't it? It's like a big pin. It doesn't skip, no matter what kind of treatment it gets. It doesn't hopscotch around. In the process of going from here across my street to there across my world, I must not play a game of hopscotch, hopscotching over the house just outside my window, where broken hearts fail to understand shattered dreams of life and health, hopscotching over low morals around my corner, hopscotching over the cases of malnutrition in the shanties or slums just across my town, hopscotching over the desolation of lives along my country's highways, hopscotching over the crowded hedges around my state. For you see, hopscotching causes me to miss the happying up part of mission involvement, the part that puts me at the feet of Jesus with the Mary of the ointment, and I never quite get over his words, she has done what she could. When I go to Vietnam by way of my neighbor